Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thank Nebraska Brewing Company, NebraskaBrewingCo.com, with their Facebook page. Check out all their information and stuff they got going on.
They have a lot of canned cocktails.
We got some canned Bloody Marys. We got some beer. Thank you, Nebraska Brewing Company. You know where we live.
Margaritas.
And I like that.
Watermelon margaritas.
Yeah.
And apparently
I drank all those margaritas last weekend.
They were doing some good business last weekend, so...
Nothing
give them like, some business this weekend.
Like a can of Bloody Mary with the vodka inside. That's kind of like. Also, some cool emails. A couple emails, informative emails. Actually, there was a guy talking about picking up some Mexican food in Wichita. T95, our home in Wichita.
This restaurant apparently was allowing dine-in, too.
Yeah, and he said it was just
crazy. But
he
was just getting takeout.
Yeah, he had people were getting takeout, had masks on. Everybody inside did not.
Yeah.
And he said it was people waiting in line, sitting down. I was like, oh, my God.
Damn.
He got nervous.
He was nervous and left.
He just said, you know, bring it out to my car.
Right.
I'll wait outside.
And another guy, I want to pat our company on the back a little bit here. Another guy, he works for a tech company in our city here in Omaha. And he said their company's not taking it seriously. There's no social distancing at work, no big deal. And our job, they have been here. I mean, the sales staff has been home since March. We don't usually see a lot of people back here anyway, but the TV staff over there in the other part of the building is skeleton at best.
Right.
You know, I realize we're still in the studio. It makes it a little easier to do the show. But our company seems to be taking it pretty seriously. And I appreciate
actually, from the beginning.
From the beginning, right.
Some of the people in the other part of the building are actually wearing masks at work.
I see them. Yeah.
I ran into a TV guy in the bathroom who was wearing a mask, and I felt badly for not having one
on. Yeah, I did too, except the fact is he's out. We're talking, and they're not.
Yeah.
But, once again, I can't imagine being in a company. You know, obviously, if it's a decent-sized tech company, I mean, there's HR and everything, and nobody paying attention, that's no big deal. He said his family's saying to him, no big deal. Like, that would drive me crazy.
God, to be surrounded by that.
If you lived in a house with somebody that didn't think it was a big deal, man, that'd be tough.
Well, it's not a big deal until it is.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Nick Hoff joining us.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
What's going on, fellas?
Are you in Southern California, Nick?
I am.
Okay.
Okay. Who's all in your house? You got small kids, right?
I do. I've got three kids and my wife, and I just woke up, so there could be somebody else in here looting the place. I don't know.
How old are the kids? They're small, right? I forgot. Elementary?
6, 4, and 2.
Oh, yeah. My God. What's it like? What are you doing?
Are you isolating or are you getting out? Because I know they're opening things up a little bit.
Yeah, they start easing, so we push the kids out the front door, see what happens to them.
Okay.
That's why you have three of them, right?
Have you been going nuts? Because, I mean, you're on the road a lot, so, I mean, you're at home all the time now. So, does a wife and
kids... Yeah, I used to be a road comic.
That's what all the comics are saying now. I used to be in comedy. When's the last time you adjusted a mic stand? Last time you performed in front of a live crowd?
61 days.
Yeah. Where was it?
I was in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Now,
I didn't think that was going to be the end.
It's funny how the random cities pop up. We ask our comedian friends where they were last. Now, are you lucky enough to have does your wife have a job?
No, she sticks around, so...
okay, so okay.
She hated me before this, and then she's like, oh, man, I thought this was as bad as it could get, and now you're home all the time.
So, do you like seeing more of each other, or are you getting on each other's nerves?
I'm on the other side of a glass door right now.
Oh, okay.
She kicks me out to the porch. We're in 900 square feet out here, and it feels like 200.
Well, you know, I got teenagers, so you don't have to pay attention to them every moment of the day. But when the kids your age, the kids you have, I've seen people in the neighborhood with kids that age, and that's constantly trying to be and entertain those kind of kids. That's got to be crazy for you guys.
Yeah, because the oldest one used to go to school.
Yeah.
And now he thinks I'm intelligent, so he'll come talk to me. And I'm like, listen, just because I know more than you doesn't mean that you should be listening to me on any of this.
Yeah, who's helping more with the schoolwork, you or your wife?
She is.
Okay.
She is, definitely. She's got the patience, because I don't sit there. They just give him, you know, at the beginning of each week, they say, here's all the stuff you got to do. And so, I mean, it would take him 30 seconds to do it if he would just sit there and do it. But no, it's his younger brother and sister. They're watching YouTube. So why would he do work?
That's right, but they're not in school, and he's 7. That's second grade, right? Or third?
No, he's kindergarten. Oh. He's 6.
Oh, he's 6. Okay, he's 6. Okay. A seven-year-old. Oh, if he's a 7-year-old in kindergarten, he would be your kid, right, Nick?
Right?
Yeah. He got held back a couple of years.
I feel bad about myself all of a sudden.
He flunked kindergarten.
Oh, he's your kid. All right. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Last time I was on your show, I did some horrible math, and you guys never let me hear the end of it. So we're not getting into that again.
What do you do?
I don't recall.
What do you do? Nick, you remember?
Now you're going to have to refresh us, Nick.
Yes, you remember?
Since you brought it up.
I remember there was a problem.
We were talking about numbers and something. I was trying to do 20% of something, and I was way off.
Yeah.
And that's all I heard for the rest of the time.
Yeah, we're not like that at all.
No.
No.
But it sounds like Nick needs to go back to school.
Nick Hall used to be a comedian.
I've been learning a lot from this kid.
Nick, what's your social media? Because you're obviously trying to do something on that, right, to keep yourself sane?
Pushing lots of You know, I've got tons of content, so I'm just pushing it all out there. I'm Nick Hoff on Twitter, and Instagram is really the one I've been enjoying a lot, Nick Hoff Comedy on there.
Now, what's it like? Because obviously you're in L.A., and I realize you're not hopping on any plane soon. There's obviously no comedy clubs opening, but have you heard much about the store or anything out there that's going to be letting comedians come back locally at all?
I haven't heard anything about here. Just clubs across the country are starting to think about opening up at like 30% capacity, things like that. But that just sounds like a bad night.
Yeah. It does. And also, since the comedy club's not going to be making as much, you're going to fly in for no money. I mean, that's the key. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah. This is boon times for comics who only draw 30 people.
Right. Yeah, so if only I could draw that many, I'd be right up there.
Nick Hoff with us. Go ahead. So you that's about some comedy clubs, 30% capacity at a club. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. We have no idea what's going to happen. I know. But everybody's safe?
Right.
Everybody's safe in the household there?
Everybody's safe, yeah. Yeah, we're doing okay. We're just laying low, get out, you know, once a day, ride bikes or something like that. But and you go to the store, you wear the mask.
Yeah,
You guys wear the mask around?
I do. Yes, I do.
I don't leave the house, but if I do, I will wear a mask.
It feels like you're in a simulation. Nobody feels human when you do that. If this becomes our new normal, I will kill everyone. It's like a video game. All you see is just that, like, part. You got no peripheral. You got no, like, underneath. You can't even see your own feet. It's not real.
No,
it's not real. I walked strangle in, a guy if he walks in front of me.
Yeah, I walked in with into a Walgreens with a mask on, with my sunglasses on still, so it felt like I was just it was completely covered up from the world. It was weird. It's like I'm looking through a lens, and well, I was
exactly.
But, yeah.
That's why the Unabomber didn't mind sending those little packages out.
You're exactly right. I hope it's not the new norm.
Now, since the beaches are open, would you feel comfortable going to a beach?
Some are open, some aren't.
Most of Orange County is open
it's
now.
Still closed here. Orange County was open. I think they closed it again because everybody and their dog was out there. But yeah, the beach seems fine. You know, if you go out there.
If you're separated, the beach seems fine. Exactly, but I don't know how.
But we got a parking ticket. Our cars died because you're not driving around, so you don't. All of a sudden, the battery wears down. So I had to jump both of our cars out here. And so we're like, let's just take a drive. This was a couple weeks ago. Let's take a drive. We'll just pack some sandwiches. We'll go down the PCH, watch a sunset.
Right.
So we did that. We parked along the highway. yeah, there are no parking signs, but we're not parking. We're in the car.
Right.
And boom, Malibu, $68 ticket. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. So you couldn't even stop in your car and look at the
ocean. Got out. I'm sitting in here with three kids and my wife. My kids are crawling around inside the van. He's like, well, that's it. Maximum security here.
Yep. Cops are bored, too.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But you're in your car and you're not doing anything. And you're all...
See, that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. A little understanding, people.
Yeah, $68 fine. Out of work comedian. Come on.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, okay, here. I got $63 and these sandwiches. Is that how you want to play this?
I think at this point, though.
Malibu PD.
Yeah. That's...
But I'm working, so I'd gladly pay $68 to be able to look at the ocean.
Yeah, but they'd still kick you out.
Here we look at a soybean field.
Yeah. Yeah. I some of my people I know that live in more scenic areas, which is everywhere, they get to do that. I don't feel sorry for you. You do get to see the ocean. I've seen that. I've seen people boat in the ocean, a friend of mine in Florida. And we don't get any of that.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Drive out and look at a farm pond?
Hey, man, I would gladly take that right now. we're talking about, you know, just getting in the van and just going to Nebraska because, you know,
yeah, you got
be in the Midwest.
You got
from Indiana, I'm from Nebraska, do it.
Yeah, you got family. Why not? Your kids are young, and when your second grader's out, your kindergartner's out of school, you're right. Just hit the road. Hit the road. All right.
Maybe Nana will teach him something.
I hope to see you soon, buddy, man. Glad to know you're okay, though. Stay safe.
Yeah, man. It's good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, right.
Everything good there?
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah. Every day's pretty much the same.
We're actually in the studio, but it's pretty nobody else is in the building. It's just pretty much us. So we're in and then we leave right away. So, it's the same. We just don't do anything when we go home. That's the thing. Nothing at home.
Gotcha. Are you still getting barbecue delivered?
Nope. We're getting booze delivered though. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's key.
But
that's
the food key. We got to fend for ourselves.
Yeah. Everybody's drinking is going through the roof. The first week, I was like, I got to stop this. I'm not going to have a liver.
And what happened? Did you stop it?
No. Good. Continue to drink. You got to sterilize yourself from the inside out.
That's what we've learned. I learned that from some YouTube videos.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Hoff with us. Let's talk again
Thanks
while we're
you guys.
Quarantined.
All right.
Appreciate
Hope we see you soon, buddy. See you. All
right. Yeah, you too.
All right. Take care.
Nick Hoff in L.A. Craig's got some audio of this crazy bitch of yesterday we talked about, right, Craig?
We did talk about her yesterday. Yeah. This is a woman out of Ohio.
Not pretty.
Katrina Morgan.
Yeah.
She was drinking with her friends.
She were drinking.
At one of their houses. This is out of Ohio, Port Clinton. And Katrina got drunk, called 911, and asked for the fire department to come and put out a fire in the nether regions.
Hello?
Hi, Port Clinton Police.
Yes, I need the fire department, please, because my is on fire. I need to make sure that hose is working.
Hello?
Is that hose working?
What is on fire?
I need the fire department because my is on fire and I need somebody to come put it out with their hose.
Okay, I need the address.
A little bit more.
I'm at Courtney Lawley's house and I need them to come put my out because it is on fire.
Where's Courtney Lawley live?
These poor 911 operators have to treat this stuff seriously.
They do.
She's using the P word there, if you haven't figured that out. And by the way,
producer.
She looks. Our producer. Right. She looks like she sounds. We put the picture up yesterday, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah. It is.
She looks like she sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's on fire, it's.
Let it burn. Looks like it's probably more weathered than anything.
Yeah. I bet you the back nine is on fire, too. I bet you it's all around the back, too.
It probably got caught on fire because it didn't get raked enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's having a flare-up.
You got to
You didn't say rake, right?
Right.
Yeah. That's with a K.
With a K.
With a K.
You got to rake.
I heard that. I'm glad you just heard that, Craig, because I didn't. I knew he said rake, but you better get that out there.
just to clarify.
That ends the show, Todd saying that. Oh, great. He said rake.
Yeah, that was a K.
You're right. That's scary the other way around. I love that. These 911. That if you're a 911 operator, I don't know how you do it. No. I don't.
I bet if you're
it's gotta be a tough job.
If you're a 911 operator, you probably pray for a call like that just to break things up.
But you still have to be sincere. Like, where is your pee on fire at?
You have to
treat it with seriousness.
And by the way, and if she meant her cat was on fire, then I guess the 911 operator said, well, if it's on fire, put it out first, then we'll come.
But when you...
C-O-M-E. C-O-M-E.
But when you...
We'll show up.
But when you are... If you are actually calling because your cat
is on fire,
is ablaze,
you would
then you don't say, oh, my cat's on fire! No. Yeah.
Well, no. She looked methed up in the photo.
Totally. She's wasted.
Yeah.
Wait, 911 would be tough. Nobody calls 911 because everything's going well.
No. No. That's true, too.
Right. And you can't just blow them off.
No.
You can't just assume, oh, this is a prank.
And we've
later. Because you get in trouble for that.
And we've heard those kind of guys and they get fired, right? Right.
I wonder if she told her friend she was doing that. She's like, I'm going to call
her. No, they didn't know.
They had no idea?
No. She drops her
even when the cops got there.
She drops her friend's full name.
Maybe. Right. I'm thinking that was a fake name because it wasn't edited.
The building is on fire.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't edit the name out.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right. I would treat her like Lassie. If I was the 911, so what's on fire? What really? What's on fire?
Yeah,
what's on fire?
Make her say that word as often as possible.
Yeah. Really, what's on fire? The front part, the back part, what part?
She's just looking for some action,
right?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The 10th season of American Horror Story, or Horror Story, is coming up this fall on FX.
I've heard they're great. It just looks too scary.
Macaulay Culkin is in this season.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and the way Ryan Murphy, the co-creator, got him involved.
Asked him.
He said he told Macaulay Culkin that he has crazy erotic sex with Kathy Bates and does other things, and Macaulay said, I'm in.
That dude's a different dude, man.
Yeah,
he is.
So we'll be able to see sex with Kathy Bates on season 10.
I don't want to see either one of them have sex, let alone, you know. We got enough of Kathy Bates naked in About Schmidt, and that was 20 years ago. Yeah.
Now Kevin McAllister is going to be taking care of that.
Oh, boy, just flipped me off.
Ah, I'd almost forgotten about that scene. Jerk.
Yeah, hot tub boobs.
Ugh.
They do bring some star power into that show.
They
though.
Do.
I think Lady Gaga was on one of them.
Yep, she was. Yeah.
I watched the first season.
I heard
of that.
It was pretty good. It's scary, right?
That had Dylan McDermott and a few other people, but it's scary.
This season, Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters, Billy.
Well,
Lord,
Sarah Paulson's been on a bunch of seasons.
She's been recurring.
Whitrock, Adina Porter, Lily Rabe, Leslie Grossman, and Angelica Ross.
All right.
Yeah, it's just
some of the players.
It's too scary.
Yep.
Which is shocking for a show called American Horror Story.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounded kind of stupid saying, I don't watch it because it sounds scary.
But that's the reason.
People like that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Northbound on I-5 in Merced County, California. And a police officer saw three sport utility vehicles that appeared to be traveling together. The officer saw them commit traffic violations before attempting to stop one of them. The vehicle he attempted to pull over failed to yield. The police began hot pursuit. Once the officer began chasing the suspect driving his 020 Chevy Suburban, one of the other SUVs, a black Ford Expedition, attempted to block the officer's pursuit by straddling the lanes in order to help their accomplice get away. The officer was able to maneuver around the Ford Expedition, which then turned around and fled the scene in the opposite direction, and the cop began pursuing the Chevy Suburban again. CHIPS, California Highway Patrol, said that at one point during the pursuit, the driver of the Chevy Suburban stopped on the right shoulder, exited the vehicle, and dropped two cardboard boxes off before returning to the vehicle and continuing to flee. Shortly after dropping the boxes on the shoulder, the driver of the Suburban stopped his vehicle and surrendered. While the officer was arresting the first suspect, they ended up noticing the third vehicle, a Chevy Tahoe, was stopped in traffic just ahead. They Tahoe.
I need a previously on this story. So I
there was three.
Okay, got it.
Can I have a diagram of some sort, Craig?
It's like the cups being moved around with the little ball in it.
Go ahead. I'm with you.
The third vehicle was stopped in traffic just ahead, so they went and got them. Officers retrieved the cardboard boxes and located U.S. currency estimated to be $915,000.
Man.
The officer's canine partner, Benny, was able to alert the authorities to the odor of narcotics on the $915,000.
I thought he hopped on the phone.
And it was later discovered the suspects were traveling to Northern California to buy a bunch of weed.
Oh, man.
They discovered walkie-talkies in the vehicles and later learned that they were using them to communicate with each other during the hot pursuit. Suspects arrested, felony charges pending.
Well, like we said, when Nick just called us, he was stopped sitting alongside the road. I would think if you're doing something illegal on the highways now, especially when they're emptier, it's more dangerous.
It's going to stand out.
You're standing out, right?
Yeah.
And it's been my experience that $915,000 will buy you a lot of weed.
Yep.
$915,000.
Somebody will sell you some weed.
I didn't know that $915,000 could be put in just two boxes.
And you just leave it on the side of the road.
That's true. Even big bills, it's a lot more money.
I just didn't know.
And Craig, sometimes they make bigger boxes.
Yeah. Nevertheless, I don't care.
I'd leave that in the car. You know? Well, if I had $950,000, I would not be like, oh, I better drop this off on the shoulder. No, keeping it.
All right.
Buying weed.
Well, they stopped a few minutes later, though, so they knew they were going to stop, I guess.
TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website. Message us. I'll message back.
Pick that scam.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Wear a mask. We'll see you Monday.
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Turn around. Don't drown.
Yeah.
All that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.